Human nature can get a little messy, but nature is powerful enough to save us from ourselves. Seventh Generation Laundry Detergent lifts away tough stains with a 97% bio-based formula. For when you think whipping up yellow curry chicken in white pants is a great idea, totally not speaking from experience. Let nature do its thing, so you can feel confident doing yours. That's the power of Seventh Generation. Find Seventh Generation Laundry Detergent in fresh lavender and other scents at SeventhGeneration.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello, I'm Monica Reinagel. Welcome to the Nutrition Diva podcast. Today, we're talking personalized nutrition, specifically using microbiome analysis to create personalized dietary recommendations. For those with diabetes or pre-diabetes, managing blood sugar levels is a critically important part of preventing the progression of this disease and avoiding serious complications. But even for healthy people, keeping your blood sugar in a healthy range can help reduce the risk of obesity and the risk of developing diabetes. Up until recently, the advice for managing your blood sugar has focused on the nutritional composition of foods. Specifically, you're advised to pay attention to the quantity and the quality of the carbohydrates in your diet. Tracking quantity is really pretty straightforward. You can simply count the grams of carbohydrates. Assessing the quality of the carbohydrates in your diet gets a little bit more nuanced. You might take into account how much sugar or fiber a food contains, for example. The problem is that two different foods with the same amount of carbohydrate or sugar or fiber can still produce very different glycemic responses in your body. A white potato, for example, might have the same amount of carbohydrate and fiber as a serving of white pasta, but the potato is likely to cause a higher spike in blood sugar. This was the problem that the glycemic index hoped to solve by attempting to factor in the variable known as the human digestive process. Researchers fed human volunteers all kinds of different foods and then measured their blood sugar levels afterward. And they used this data to produce the glycemic index, which represents the average rise in blood sugar in humans in response to various foods. As a final step, multiplying that glycemic index number by the amount of carbohydrate in the serving size gives you the glycemic load, which is a measure of both quality and quantity. For decades now, our best tools for managing blood sugar have been counting carbs or glycemic load, and studies have shown that both are moderately effective in controlling blood sugar and improving outcomes in people with or at risk of diabetes. But there was still a big problem. The glycemic index of a food represents the average blood sugar response to that food among all the individuals tested. But if you dig into the data, you'll see that those averages represent a very wide range of individual responses. The glycemic index of a food might be 58, but the range of individual responses included in that average might be anywhere from 47 to 69. You see the problem here. Not only can foods with a similar amount of carbohydrate produce wildly different blood sugar responses, but the identical food can produce wildly different blood sugar responses in different individuals. Trying to control your blood sugar by counting carbs or even counting glycemic load is a little like trying to buy the perfect house based only on the price and the zip code. You might get lucky and end up in your dream home, but there's an awful lot of room for error. Why is there so much variation in our individual responses to foods? Well, part of the answer appears to reside in the gut. The billions of bacteria that reside in our intestines have a surprisingly big say about what goes on in our bodies, including our glycemic response to food. And scientists have now found that knowing the makeup of your intestinal bacteria can help you predict your individual blood sugar response to foods.
Here's to the paper pushers, the rush hour warriors, and the gotta get awayers. Trade the daily grind for a place to unwind, where you can rise with the tide and roll down the boardwalk, where you can eat French fries for lunch and ice cream for dinner, where your only commute is your walk to the beach, where every day feels like Saturday. Ocean City, Maryland, somewhere to smile about. Book your trip at OCOcean.com.
Human nature can get a little messy, but nature is powerful enough to save us from ourselves. Seventh Generation Laundry Detergent lifts away tough stains with a 97% bio-based formula. For when you think whipping up yellow curry chicken in white pants is a great idea, totally not speaking from experience. Let nature do its thing, so you can feel confident doing yours. That's the power of Seventh Generation. Find Seventh Generation Laundry Detergent in fresh lavender and other scents at SeventhGeneration.com.
Sometimes it takes a different approach to help you unlock your true potential. With Capella University's game-changing FlexPath learning format, you gain relevant skills you can apply to your career right away. Earn your degree from an accredited university and be confident in the quality of your education. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu. Capella University is accredited by the Higher Learning Commission. Learn more at capella.edu/accreditation.
So can your microbiome reveal your ideal diet? Researchers from the Weizmann Institute in Israel analyzed the gut microbiome from 800 subjects. And they also hooked these folks up to continuous blood glucose monitors and tracked everything they ate. And they also collected blood samples and information about the subject's health history, sleep, and exercise habits. Then they loaded all of this data, millions of data points, into a computer and used artificial intelligence or machine learning to develop an algorithm that would predict an individual's response to foods. The next step was a double-blind study in which half the people followed a dietary prescription generated by this algorithm, and the other half followed standard carbohydrate counting method recommended by the American Diabetes Association. And they found that people following a personalized dietary prescription, the one generated by this algorithm, had more success controlling their blood sugar than others who were simply counting carbs. And these results were then reproduced in a second study conducted at the Mayo Clinic. This technology has now been licensed by a commercial company called Day 2, and for $500, you can get an analysis of your microbiome. Spoiler alert, there is poop involved. Based on your analysis, they will then provide personalized dietary advice for managing your blood sugar. Using their app or their website, you can look up virtually any food or combination of foods and get a score that predicts your blood sugar response to that food. This is definitely an important step toward improving healthcare by providing more personalized recommendations, but there are still some gaps in the research. Day 2 promotes this test primarily to diabetics and their doctors. So far, however, the only published results are from studies using healthy individuals. But in addition to the controlled studies, the company has collected and analyzed data from thousands of users, including diabetics. The results reported by their users, while maybe not publishable as research data, nonetheless suggest that the approach is effective for people with diabetes. More importantly, controlled studies involving pre-diabetic and diabetic subjects are apparently underway, and the results are due to be published later this year. So here's the bottom line on this. If you're concerned about your blood sugar, I'd suggest you start by paying attention to the quantity and quality of carbohydrates in your diet. And losing weight is also a surefire way to improve glucose control, which is why paying attention to calories can also help. But if you found that these more conventional approaches are not working well enough and you have $500 to invest, I think there's enough science here to justify an N-of-1 experiment. Now, keep in mind that changes in your diet or your blood glucose levels are likely to result in changes in your microbiome. And for this reason, the company suggests that you retest yearly to get updated recommendations. One final word of caution. There are several different companies selling personalized diets based either on an analysis of your gut microbiome or DNA. They don't all have the same level of scientific validity to back up their claims or their methodology. My qualified recommendation of day two does not necessarily extend to other similar products or services. I have no doubt that the science and the technology is going to continue to evolve. There's going to be a lot more products on the market, and I will keep you up to date with those developments as they happen. You'll find a transcript of today's show along with links to the research that I reviewed at nutritiondiva.quickanddirtytips.com. And next week, I'm going to be talking with registered dietitian Natalie Stevens about some new research on how to conquer food cravings. Be sure to subscribe to the Nutrition Diva podcast in your favorite podcast app so that you don't miss that. Our show is produced by Nathan Semmes, edited by Karen Hertzberg, and our team at Macmillan Audio also includes Michelle Margulis, Morgan Ratner, Emily Miller, Kate Hines, and our director, Kathy Doyle. Thanks so much for listening. Have a great week.
Human nature can get a little messy, but nature is powerful enough to save us from ourselves. Seventh Generation Laundry Detergent lifts away tough stains with a 97% bio-based formula. For when you think whipping up yellow curry chicken in white pants is a great idea, totally not speaking from experience. Let nature do its thing, so you can feel confident doing yours. That's the power of Seventh Generation. Find Seventh Generation Laundry Detergent in fresh lavender and other scents at seventhgeneration.com.
At Capella University, you'll get support from people who care about your success. From before you enroll to after you graduate, pursue your goals knowing help is available when you need it. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu.